Today is October the 26th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus the Christ, and we affectionately call this Just Jesus. Before we read his powerful words for today, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the artist across the sky, the bread of life, our comforter, the designer, and equal to none other. You are full of grace and gorgeous, the hope of education, and you are the intelligent designer, the judge, the king, our Lord and Messiah. You are new with us right now, the opener of our hearts to your word. You are pure, and yet you are the quieter. Help us to stay quiet, Lord. You're the God over all research. You're the God over all societies. You are the one we want to touch. You are the underwriter of all things we need. You are victory in every step we take. You are the way and the life and the truth, the examiner of our souls, and you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for being zealous for us. We come before you today and ask you for your provisions, for your providential care, and for your love and mercy upon us, that we may be great ambassadors for you. Thank you, Lord, for the children. Help us to see them today as your image bearers. We love you, we adore you, and we ask you for all of this in the perfect and powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're up to Matthew 10, verse 23. What was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Jesus sent out his disciples and continued to instruct them, saying, "The Word of God," Matthew 10, verse 23. "When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Word of God, Matthew 10, verse 23. The second thing that we do is to listen to a short portion of a song about Jesus, and then I read the words or the lyrics to you. Today I have chosen "This I Believe," the Creed, by Hillsong. Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus, our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender, suffered and crucified, forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew, and for listening in on This I Believe, the Creed. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. Today, we are praying that the students are respectful to adults and their peers. 1:16 seems like such a random time during the school day, but it is totally based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And it is our prayer of unity, my friends. So know that at 1:16 today, when your alarm goes off, just smile. You have brothers and sisters all across the nation, just like you. You are not alone. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a second series called Love Ladders, and today in part two of Pecans and Rice. And if you didn't have a chance to listen to that yesterday or read his devotional, I highly recommend it. This is Pecans and Rice, part two. The scripture he chose is Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, schools. While attending a conference for Christian educators being held at a district elementary school, Rhonda, an eighth grade junior high math teacher, was asked to spend 40 minutes alone with God to receive a personal message from him, along with two or three priorities that he had for her during the coming school year. As the group broke up to go to different parts of the school to be alone, Rhonda went into a pre-K classroom and sat on the alphabet rug there and began to weep uncontrollably. The previous 3 years of frustration and discouragement in her job poured out of her eyes. She spiritually felt as if she was a lost child in need of comfort and love. As Rhonda sat with her eyes closed weeping, she had a waking vision for the first time in her life. Revelation knowledge flooded into Rhonda's heart and mind with the tears. In this vision, Rhonda saw herself as a clown with a painted, sad face seated on the ground trying to juggle. She saw herself taking many balls from her own pockets and unsuccessfully trying to juggle them. In addition to this, she was trying to juggle other balls being given to her by many different people standing around her who also had sad clown faces. As the new balls were added, other balls dropped, and she didn't even have enough time to pick them all up. She ultimately sat there with no balls in the air weeping. In this vision, Jesus entered the room where Rhonda, the forlorn clown, with sadness and frustration, was surrounded by other standing sad clowns. Jesus sat down beside her on the floor, something all the other clowns never did. Jesus put his arm around her, and he just held her for a long time, loving her with simple touch and presence while gently rocking her. The cleansing tears began washing away the smeared and streaking sad clown face until it was all gone, and with it went all her sadness and frustration. Her face was then clean, natural, and renewed. In the vision, Jesus gently wiped away Rhonda's last tears. He drew a colorful ball from a pocket in his robe for her to hold. Then he gave her another one and showed her how to juggle both. Then he gave her a third ball. When she became proficient with these three balls, she began to smile and laugh. As she laughed and smiled, Jesus added the many balls scattered on the floor around her, one at a time. She eventually was juggling all the balls, still with a smile and laughter. The vision ended, and Rhonda picked up her journal and began to write what she believed was a message from God. My beloved juggler Rhonda, you are blessed because you mourn. You are not a clown working for an education circus. First and foremost, you are my friend, a beautiful woman who is working for me in our Father's kingdom. Your first assignment in education is to be still and know that I am God. You are to take a complete day of rest each week. Go to your church's Saturday afternoon service with your family. On Saturday, also prepare all your Sunday meals. Rest all day Sunday. Sleep in late. Do things that renew you and feed your spirit. Encourage your family members to do the same. You have been trampling my Sabbath and working yourself to death. Also, be still for 7 minutes behind your desk when you enter your classroom each day, and let me hold you as I am today. Before each class period, have the students close their eyes and be still for 1 minute. Trust me, they will be more productive. Many are juggling more things than you will ever know, and some of the things in their hearts, minds, and hands are life-threatening. Your second assignment is to confess during your quiet time alone in your classroom. Your sins are frustration, discouragement, anxiety, lack of faith and trust in me, idolatry of self and others, and the condemnation and judgment of self and others. Confess also the sins of parents, students, and staff around you. Tell me what is wrong. You have been holding on to these things and juggling them in addition to your regular job responsibilities. If your administrator has made a bad decision, tell me about it, and then let it go. I am the savior of education, not you and not her. Let go. You are clutching and holding on to sin as if it were a treasure. Hold my hands instead. Your third and final assignment is to ask for what you need and agree upon those things in prayer with other educators. Ask our Father for the opposite things from sin. Ask for peace, courage, wisdom, faith, trust, forgiveness, and unconditional love for yourself and others. Believe in me, agree with others in prayer, and you will receive. Juggle the three balls I give you first, and all the others will be added onto you. Love, Jesus. To be continued. The prayer. Jesus, teach us to be still and know you are God. Bring us to true repentance and confession in education. And that was part two of Pecans and Rice by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Ludwig Wittgenstein. He said, "If people did not do silly things, nothing intelligent would ever get done." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 10, verse 23. "When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly, I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." Dear, dear Father, Almighty God, come, Lord Jesus, come. We thank you so much for the hope in your resurrection and for that time when every knee will bend and every eye will see and every head will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father, for placing us in the public schools. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for this in the merciful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.